Yes.
The UK report.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. Adam, have Russia been dabbling in British democracy?
Yes, there's the question. And the trouble is, we don't know the answer because it's being investigated by a government committee, essentially, who are looking at whether Russian agents tried to sway the Brexit referendum, whether they dabbled in the last general election, and whether, perhaps this is the biggie, whether they've been donating money to get their teeth into Britain's main political parties. The idea is that if Moscow puts it at, you know, a couple of million here, a couple of million there, they can sway yep. policy. But we don't know because that report has now been delayed. Whilst on the one hand, the government is denying any kind of cover-up or whatever, on the other hand, shouldn't we know before we go to the polls in five and a half weeks' time? So when we get that report is rather crucial at this stage.
Tell me this, just a question without notice. Did Jeremy Corbyn really say a couple of days ago that if he won government, he would give every homeless person in England a home, a free home, on the first day that he became Prime Minister?
I didn't hear him say that, but it's the kind of thing he would say. Because he's come up with a few sweeping generalisations. Apart from anything else, it would be impossible to do.
That's it. Correct.
Although it suggests, you know, you're putting your heart in the right place, perhaps, you know, let's get the homeless people housed. Mm. But of course, to put it like that would be pretty daft. But then he also said, for instance, at one stage, that he wants to remove the independent status of every school and bring every school in Britain under the national umbrella, including Eton and Harrow, presumably, and myriad other independent schools, which again is equally stupid.
Mad, no hope. Jacob Rees-Mogg is not mad and very able. Is he in a little trouble?
Well, the trouble is, yes, Jacob Rees-Mogg is one of those people where he has a lot of interesting opinions. He's a very good speaker, a good orator, very well educated, highly intelligent, but he's also a bit oily. And when you're oily and old school and you come up with this comment about the Grenfell Tower residents, bearing in mind 72 people died in the Grenfell Tower fire, that to have stayed put lacked common sense, that people should have ignored what was the official London Fire Brigade advice and should have just left the building. So in other words, those people who died lacked common sense, which is how it's being interpreted left, right and centre, including by the rapper Stormzy, who's having a right go at Jacob Rees-Mogg. He may arguably have a point that if there's a fire blazing in your building, you want to get out. But if the official advice is to stay put, and then a couple of years later, a government minister tells you that you were stupid if you stayed put, yeah, he's not doing his Conservative Party any favours with that comment.
You can wonder, though, if there's a fire in a building, who'd be telling you to stay put, can't you? Tell you what. Someone sort of has read the tea leaves rather inaccurately, I would have thought, Adam. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.